Tantor Audio presents The Jewel House, Elizabethan London and the Scientific Revolution by Deborah E. Harkness, narrated by Kate Redding. It is the manner of men first to wonder that any such thing should be possible, and after it is found out, to wonder again how the world should miss it so long. Francis Bacon, after Titus Livius, Valerius Terminus, 1603. A note about science. Some listeners may take issue with my use of the apparently anachronistic collective term science to describe the varied Elizabethan interest in nature as it was expressed in London. After all, the Oxford English Dictionary does not report science as a term designating the mathematical and physical study of nature, as having come into use until the middle of the 19th century. I myself was trained to call the early modern interest in nature natural philosophy, since it was not laboratory-based, experimental, palpably modern science. But natural philosophy, I had also been taught, was an elite set of interests, founded in Aristotelian and anti-Aristotelian currents, informed by the new scholarship of humanism, and practiced by gentlemen and scholars with the free time and material resources required to contemplate nature. This definition did not seem to fit the background of the Londoners whose stories appear in this book, or to convey their aspirations to put nature to productive and profitable ends. Science was emerging in 16th century English.